The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And I guess I better do a quick summary. At the very beginning of the broadcast, we jumped right into what happened so that nobody would get anxious or worried that, you know, the worst had happened. I just forgot to take into account, you know, people are just joining, and there was text coming in that last break. I just tuned in. What happened? Rosie's was in an off-roading accident, and I'm trying not to use the word accident because that takes away the God element of it. You know, there are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. But from the driver's perspective, it was an accident. It wasn't intentional. It just happened. So then you've got 44 days in ICU, and he's now entering his second week in rehab. And just like everyone was telling us, as soon as you hit rehab, you're going to start seeing improvements, and they're going to be rapid. And every day you're going to have something new to celebrate, where the first 44 days it was just,
keep him
like
stable,
you said, Groundhog Day. It was the same old. And
he's had a heck of a ride.
Jennifer's been tracking this all at caringbridge.org. And you go there and just type in Rosie's Recovery. There's more than one Rosie, so you have to Rosie's Recovery, caringbridge.org. We have a direct link on our Facebook fan page, but if you're not on Facebook, you can go to caringbridge.org direct and just look for Rosie's Recovery, and you'll find it. And then for anyone that doesn't have computer, which you would be surprised because we get it all the time, people that don't have computers or cell phones still that just enjoying their retirement with electronics, God bless them.
Lucky them.
Here's the address. It's P.O. Box 14487, Scottsdale 85267. And that's where you can send cards and pictures. And we had Wade emailed a beautiful picture in of a starlit desert night with a windmill, and I can't tell what trees are capped on the side, but I'm guessing it's probably in the 4,000 elevation range of Arizona, just based on, because these aren't mesquites or Palo Verdes. These are different types of willows. So thank you for sharing that with him. We'll print that out and I'll tape it on his wall when I get there this afternoon.
Rosie has received hundreds of cards. And he loves them. So keep them coming. I read them to him. He smiles when he hears your name, and he nods, and it just really blesses him to hear from you. A lot of them earlier on were more serious, but please still be praying for him because he still has a ways to go. It's a lot of work he's got ahead of him, but you can now make them funny cards and make him laugh and make him smile, send him gorgeous pictures. His favorite cards have been from the grandkids. You know, that's a no-brainer. The little pictures that they draw are just hilarious and so heartfelt. And then tons of cards for Thanksgiving and prayers. And there's just a ton of cards thanking Rosie for the difference that he's made in their lives. I think we're going to have to make sure, we kind of filter those in. He's going to get too big ahead. It would be nice for him to know how many people love him so very much. But a couple real quick. The post arenas told him this was no excuse not to hike the Grand Canyon. Wolf told him, you're way too tough to let this slow you down. Family friends said that they know he has a big family, but he also has a second string of friends praying for him. A buddy that was on the trip, Tom, said, you know, when they got on getting ready for the ride on the October 17th, Rosie told him, you'll never want to golf again. You'll never want to fish again. This is all you ever want to do. And Tom says, next time, Rosie, let's just golf or fish. He's been totally traumatized, as we all have, by this. Shannon said, you have been assigned this mountain to show others it can be moved. And I think that ties in with what God says. You know, we go through things and receive God's comfort so we can turn around and give it to others. So that was really sweet. And Peter says, can't keep a good man down. Tom says, the world needs you. And John says, hey, the quail think it's kind of quiet out here.
So we, when we had made the decision to make this announcement about Rosie, I had planned to spend the whole 4 hours talking about it. And we put together, each one of our hours is broken into four segments. And I generally don't ask the program directors at the radio stations what to cover. Usually they turn around like, I don't know anything about construction. I tune in so you can tell me what I'm supposed to know. You figure out what you talk about. But in this case, I thought, you know, all right, I need to ask Hatch what he thinks about this layout. And he says, you know, in a much more diplomatic way, reading through his lines, he's said, you know, you're putting together a retirement broadcast here, Rome. He's going to be back in a couple weeks or months, in the worst case. You spend 4 hours. This is great content, but
it
reads more like a retirement or a eulogy. Pocket that. Just spend an hour talking about it, and then going forward, we have 6 radio affiliates, and there's some of them start at 7 and go till the end of 10 o'clock. Some start at 8 o'clock and go to 11. The one starts at 9 and goes to 11. So not every one of Rosie's listeners is hearing this in real time. And, you know, we've got busy lives and schedules. Not everyone can sit down and listen for all 4 hours. A lot of our listeners that say they love the 7 o'clock hour say we never listen to it in real time because I don't wake up till 8 or 9 o'clock.
But they podcast.
And I listen to the rest of the broadcast. But the first thing I do when you're done at 10 o'clock or when you're done at the 11 o'clock, is go start back at the beginning and listen to the first couple hours I missed. So some people are going to be hearing this later in the afternoon for the first time just because that. So at the beginning of each hour, we'll do a quick recap of what happened. There was an off-roading end-over-end accident Rosie was involved in. He has experienced some injury because of it. He spent 44 days in ICU. He's been in rehab now and is getting stronger every day. His humor's back. He's listening right now, and according to the Texas brothers are sending us that's in the room with him, he's smiling, and we'll see Rosie here soon. So until then, we'll just continue on with, you know, the mission he set forth this program to be in, being every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Stay tuned.